The Last Dance by Ed McBain. Read by Garrick Hagen.
Disc 1.
The city in these pages is imaginary. The people, the places are all fictitious. Only the police routine is based on established investigatory technique. Chapter 1. "He had heart trouble," the woman was telling Carilla, which perhaps accounted for the tiny pinpricks of blood on the dead man's eyeballs. In cases of acute right heart failure, you often found such hemorrhaging. The grayish-blue feet, sticking out from under the edge of the blanket, were another matter. "Told me he hadn't been feeling good these past few days," the woman was saying. "I kept telling him to go see the doctor. 'Yeah, I'll go, don't worry,' like that, you know. So I stopped by this morning to see how he was. Found him just this way, in bed, dead."
"So you called the police," Meyer said, nodding. Because he'd expected to go out on a narcotics plant this morning, he was wearing blue jeans, a sweatshirt, and Reeboks. Instead, he'd caught this one with Carilla, and here he was, on a fishing expedition with a woman he felt was lying. Burly and bald, he posed his question with wide, blue-eyed innocence, just as if it did not conceal a hand grenade.
"Yes," she said, "I called the police. That was the first thing I did."
"Knew straight off he was dead, is that right?"
"Well, yes, I could see he was dead."
"You didn't take his pulse or anything like that, did you?" Carilla asked.
Looking trimmer and fitter than he had in a long while, he deliberately lost 6 pounds since his 40th birthday, he was dressed casually.